there's a yogurt bowl.
Listen to the hardworking people. The lonely
and we're back this week in Waukesha, and if it was if I could drink, I would drink. I'd raise a glass to my friend Peter Pekarsky, her candidate for U.S. Senate. Pete, welcome back.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
Quick question, because we had you on in February, and we had you on maybe about a month ago. What have you learned so far about your campaign since February? What are some new insights you have as you come into August?
I guess the insight is you just have to, you know, shake every available hand and get all the publicity possible and listen to people and address the issues they have.
That is it. Speaking of issues, hey, Connor, can we cue on Peter's website, Pekarsky for Wisconsin.com.
Pekarskyforwisconsin.com. There's a tab that says About Peter. Just click on it. Yeah, it drops down, and in the upper right, you'll see something that says, Watch Peter's TV ad here. That's the ad that Bally Sports has censored.
Yeah.
So if you can play it,
can you play that,
Connor?
Yeah.
So Connor's going to cue that in. We'll play that real quick, and then. But this is what's been censored.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Peter Pekarsky, and I don't own an NBA franchise. I'm not a mega billionaire or a career politician. I don't host lingerie parties or accept PAC money. I've never claimed I had a degree when I didn't. I may not be filthy rich, but I'm the only candidate that has the balls to protect your rights and get the job done.
That's high octane.
Right. And the
we're
label,
not pulling punches here.
We're not throwing
a few jabs.
You got to protect the election, which is and our democracy, which is what I'm doing. The label for the radio people on radio, the label on those two basketballs said election integrity.
And nice. So why won't you host lingerie parties? I think I might have just pulled my support from you there. We're laughing out there, Pete. We're just having fun. Only kidding. But go ahead. Continue, though.
Answer that question. Anyway, if you want to combat that censorship, one way to do it is just hit the ad and send the link to all of your friends and ask them to spread it around.
Spread the word, yeah. So
And if you want to support it, we'll put it on, hopefully, on some of the other TV stations. Sure. Hit the contribute button and send a few dollars.
Yeah. So I'm a transplant. You could call me a carpetbagger, so I can't. But there is an advantage to having a homegrown local product right here in Milwaukee, Washington High School. I saw him in his letter jacket one day when he came to pick up some petitions. Tell us about why do you think that gives you a distinct advantage, and why people should take a harder look at your campaign and what you bring to the table?
I think it puts me in touch with the community. I understand what has gone on in this community in Milwaukee, in the state, for a very long time. Among other things, and I can see what is needed in Milwaukee to help everybody in that community, whether east side, west side, north side, south side, develop and develop their full potential.
So speaking of potential here, because we're in Waukesha, where there's a proud nonpartisan tradition, what's the message you have for Waukesha residents as to why they should take a harder look at you, why they should take a chance on Peter Pekarsky this August 9th in the primaries?
They should take a chance to the extent they're interested in getting good representation in the Senate and retiring Ron Johnson. They should vote for me because due to my education and experience, I am seriously qualified to shred Ron Johnson's policies on and off the debate stage during the campaign and to represent all the people of Wisconsin, of whatever party, on all of the critical, complicated, technical and legal issues which face us at home in cyberspace, national security, and foreign affairs. So I think that I'm there to work for the people to protect our democracy. We have Johnson, who violated his oath of office by failing to vote to convict Donald Trump at his second impeachment trial. To get into office, Johnson had a promise he was going to support the U.S. Constitution.
Sure.
He failed to do that when he didn't vote to convict Donald Trump at the second trial. Everybody saw what Trump did leading to that second trial on TV.
And let's talk about that. It looks now that the senator was complicit with this attempted overthrow. Not a coup, because a coup is bloodless. Blood was spilled. Civil servants, police were killed there in our capital. Like, why aren't people more up in arms about that?
I do not know. Whether it's because of what is broadcast on one of the networks which will remain nameless, or otherwise, I can't tell you. I mean, it was you know pretty clear of exactly what happened. Somebody had a gallows brought to the Capitol, and the idea was to kill the vice president while he was trying to count the electoral votes. That's simply not in accord with the United States Constitution. I mean, it's also not in accord with civil law. It's no way to run a country. And Ron Johnson was right there in the middle of it. And further in the middle of it, apparently, we've yet to hear, I think, his testimony under oath as to what the story was with what he did about generating illegal electoral votes.
And now let's end this with a positive.
Okay.
What will you do for the people of Wisconsin and your fellow Americans if you're elected to the Senate, U.S. Senate?
In addition to protecting our democracy, I've promised the people in a number of parts of the state, I'm telling you right now, the first thing I will do is put in a lot of people suffer from medical debt. Somebody breaks an arm, somebody else gets an eye infection, and all of a sudden you're $50,000 in debt. You can't pay it. It goes on your credit rating, and then bad things start to happen. You can't get the money you need to repair your car, repair your house. In certain circumstances, you can't even hold a job. And that can be stopped. The first thing I'm doing is putting in a bill to stop the use of medical debt to adversely affect the credit rating. That can be done at the federal level.
It
can be done quickly, and it can be done before we put in universal health care as a basic right for all Americans.
Sounds great.
Which is also one of the things I'm trying to do, in addition to protecting our democracy. And the other things, on the priorities page of my website, we've got 15 priorities laid out. Feel free to take a look at
that. And that's PekarskiForWisconsin.com.
It's PekarskiForWisconsin.com.
Peter, thanks so much. I'm going to ask you to hand the headphones over to our friend Tom Palzowitz. Don't lose your sunglasses. Pete, come back and see us next week. You know, we're going to have some Packers here next week. We're expecting about 10,000 people. And Tom, that same invitation is extended to you. There's a lot of fellow Wisconsinites to meet. And best of luck with your campaign. And, hey, check out my blog, okay? Take a look and proofread that. Let me know if you like it. And thanks. And enjoy the farmer's market, okay?
Peter, thank you for everything.
Go bring something home with you. Thanks again. Appreciate it. All right. So, and that's a firm handshake, too, by the way, which is very important for, you know, Peter. And Jessica did, too, but I'm sure, Tom, you know, he. Anyway, our final guest is the other 5th District State Senate candidate, Tom Palzowitz. Tom, I met a few years ago when I was still alderman. I had a networking event that I'd host every quarter. And when Tom was running for Congress, he was kind enough to show up and really get to know the neighbors and business owners. And so we're glad to have you back. Hey, Pete's offering some ice. I'll take one, Pete, if that's okay. Thanks. I owe Pete a couple drinks. So anyway, best to you. Before we talk to Tom, I just wanted to thank my guests from last week's show, which was recorded, Audra and Euro Kusnarova of Alaska Fresh Salmon. They deliver the world's best salmon from artisanal Alaskan fisheries direct to consumer here in Milwaukee and throughout the mainland USA. They are part of the growing responsible seafood movement that is working to build a healthier planet with healthier humans. To learn more, visit AlaskaFreshSalmon.com and ResponsibleSeafood.org. And here's to a Waukesha that offers more blue protein options, hopefully including our own farmer's market someday. But Tom Palzowitz is a small business consultant from Brookfield who has been active in Wisconsin politics, having run for the congressional seat on at least 2 occasions. Tom, why do you want to be a state senator?
Yeah, great question, Don. You know, I think you brought up my congressional races, and one of the things that got me moving was the election of 2016, watching what happened to our country and watching what happened when we elected Donald Trump. It got me off the sidelines. It got me in the game, and I realized that everybody has a role to play, and I knew that I could at least attempt to be a candidate that could bring people together through relationships and really work toward, you know, figuring out a way to turn this entire area of the 5th CD at the time a lot more blue. And we're very proud of the fact that we took a 70-30 district in the 5th CD down to a 60-40 district. I mean, we took a 40-point difference, turned it into a 20-point difference by basically letting people know that Democrats in Waukesha County and Jefferson County and Dodge County and Washington County weren't alone, and helping them understand that there are other Democrats out there and connecting them. And here we are in the Senate race, and the reason I'm running in this race is if we don't win this race, the Republicans are going to have a supermajority in the Senate. And I don't believe in minority rule, and I really think it's important that we take this seat.
Love it. So, hey, Tom, real quick before we go to break, where are your parents from in the UP?
My parents are from Stevenson, Michigan.
Love it. And where's that near?
That's just north of Menominee Marinette, about 20 miles north.
Beautiful area. I know
it.
Yes, I do know it. Yep. So spent a lot of time up there. My wife's family's from the UP. So As you can tell from the music, we're going to go to break, but we've got more with Tom Pelswitz. He's got a great story to tell. Want to hear more about his success helping small businesses grow, which I think could really be an asset for us in the state Senate in Madison. So please stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues with, again, State's 5th District State Senate candidate, Tom Pelswitz.